This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hour one on this Wednesday, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Man, do we have a lot to recap. Phillies roll the Astros, the Nets fire Steve Nash. Then you got the trade deadline, and it was active yesterday. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle @DPShow. Stat of the day, as always, brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Say good morning if you're watching on Peacock. That's our streaming partner. If you're chatting on Chat Row, and operator Tyler is standing by to take your phone calls. Emails are welcome. Also, your tweets. Have a poll question, play of the day, stat of the day. All of that forthcoming. The 10 trades yesterday, the most ever for an NFL deadline day. A total of 12 players, 18 draft picks, 4 conditional swapping teams. Since the start of the season, a total of 19 trades have been made so far. It was great yesterday because all of a sudden you're going, wait, Vikings got a tight end. Oh, the Dolphins got an edge rusher. Wait, that team's buying, that team's selling. But the big headline, I think, had to be what was going on with the Nets. I'm not surprised, I said it a couple of days ago, that Steve Nash was going to get fired. Certainly with everything that was going to happen, he was going to be the fall guy. I didn't think it was going to happen this soon where he was going to take the fall. The drama around the Nets has been well documented. You had the reports in the offseason that Kyrie and KD wanted out. Then there were rumors that Steve Nash had lost the locker room. Now keep in mind, Kyrie and KD wanted Steve Nash. They co-signed on him coming in. Then you get Ben Simmons. The team is 2-6. They got issues. Well, when you have issues, what do? You fire the coach. Now it looks like they're going to bring in Ime Udoka, who has been suspended for the entire season by the Celtics for whatever happened with a consensual relationship with somebody within the Celtics organization. They didn't even ask for compensation for him. So here's a guy who used to be with the Nets as an assistant coach, goes to the Celtics, takes them to the NBA Finals, then gets suspended, and then all of a sudden they go, well, we're going to fire Steve Nash. Is Ime Udoka available? Sure, you can have him. Now, okay, there's two ways to look at this. If I'm the Celtics, why don't I at least ask for a second-round pick? How about I ask for a first-round pick? I got all the leverage here. You guys are desperate. You need him. And if I'm the Nets, do I at some point go, wow, they're just letting him go? Is there more to this story? Hey, we've done five minutes of investigating. I didn't see anything here. That's what it feels like. The Celtics just let him go within the division. And then the Nets go, yeah, we'll take him. You look back on what he accomplished last year, he's coach of the year. And by all accounts, is a very good coach. That would concern me. But then you're the Nets. That's when the other shoe drops. Like, that's not just another shoe that drops. It's a closet full of shoes here is what you have. But you have a team that has a lot of talent. But then you start to look at it and you go, you can't just throw players together and go, hey, make some magic. It's the NBA. Because that's what you have in this situation. Just kind of make it work. And they've tried to make it work. You know, now you have Ben Simmons injuries and performance issues again. You're going to bring in Udoka. Is Kevin Durant fine with this? Kyrie fine with this? Is Kyrie going to be fined or suspended with some of his comments? I mean, this, if you said, hey, let's create a show about an NBA team, a dysfunctional NBA team, you couldn't add more storylines than what they've done, because you'd go, well, nobody's going to believe that. Wait, he said this about what group of people? Wait, they want to be traded? Wait, he's going to get fired? Wait, you're bringing in the guy who the Celtics... Nah, nobody's going to believe this. But believe it. Here is Kevin Durant and the question attached to this about Steve Nash.
When did you find out about Steve? How were you informed?
About 1:15, I woke up from my nap and turned to the right and seen it on ESPN.
And what were your, initial reaction? I mean, everybody knows what went on this summer, but what was your first thought when you saw that?
Shocked. I mean, you're always shocked when a move like this happens, but it's normal in the NBA. You know, so it's about getting ready for the game tonight. So it's a quick turnaround always in the league, you know, especially during the season. You know, you got practice games coming up, so you can't think too much about it, but it was on the mind for a little bit today.
Yeah, they really got geared up for that game last night, too. I love that. Man, they're going to play hard. No, they're not. Losing to the Bulls there. I'm shocked Kevin Durant shocked. So your star player doesn't know anything about this. Now, I would follow up and say, you know, Kevin, so you had no idea. Nobody ran this by you. Nobody gave you a heads up that you were going to find out on ESPN that Steve Nash had been fired. Is that what you're saying, Kevin? Because I don't believe that. Now, I'm not surprised Steve Nash got fired. I thought he was over his head. There were certainly critics last year. Defensive philosophy, if you want to call it that, was terrible. And even now, they don't have rim protectors. If you watch a team play against the Nets, they're not afraid of anybody defensively. It's like, all right, let's go. Do whatever we want to do. You still have Kyrie and KD. And it's rare to have two talents like that. Kyrie didn't show up last night. KD's still wonderful. He truly is. It feels like he's 1-on-3 every single time down the floor. He's an amazing, amazing talent. And that gift that he has, you know, when you start to think of unstoppable, you don't use that very often. Kareem was unstoppable. Michael Jordan was unstoppable. There's probably 10 guys where you go, they were just unstoppable at certain moments in their career. KD has been unstoppable his entire career. You know, Iverson had his window there, or Tracy McGrady had his window there. There are guys who have that 3-, 4-year, 5-year window where they're unstoppable. KD has been that way. But the Nets are stoppable because they're the ones that are doing the stopping. But you're going to get the Boston Celtics head coach, and maybe that'll right the ship. Maybe. But... And I was wondering about this. What do you think the odds are for the Nets to win the NBA championship this year?
As of this morning?
Yeah. Yeah. The Nets have the 5th best odds to win the championship, according to DraftKings. How about that? Okay. Sure. And that's what is interesting here. Vegas feels like they're going to right the ship, that somehow, some way, they'll make this work. All right. Seton, what is the poll question today?
Dan, we've got options.
I like
this
it.
Is Options Wednesday.
I like it.
Biggest winner of the NFL trade deadline. This is always an annual favorite. Winners and losers, right?
Okay.
You could say the Ravens defense. Justin Fields got himself a new quote-unquote weapon, possibly. Mike McDaniel. That's a hell of a good day.
Maybe we should do teams. Do you want to do teams instead? So if we did Dolphins...
Bears.
Well, the Bears is...
Ravens.
That's a longer play there. I don't know if they... take a little while to decide if they won anything there.
Vikings?
Vikings, definitely. The Dolphins, definitely. I guess you could put the Bears in there, but...
Yeah, why not?
You got Chase Claypool.
That's a name that's getting a lot of attention.
It is, and then I start to wonder, you know, Paulie was talking about this morning. You know, he could be like Kelvin Benjamin, where you go, damn, that guy looks like he could be awesome. Maybe worst case scenario, he's Kelvin Benjamin, where you go, God, does he look like he can play? And you know, sometimes you get caught up in, hey, I'm a star. I don't have the numbers attached to it, but I'm going to act like a star. And it feels like Chase Claypool had all the elements there. You know, I had somebody who, you know, scouted him in college and said, that guy's going to be a star. I'm like, okay, I trust you.
Sort of a Kyle Kuzma, but of the NFL, if you will.
I'm going to excuse myself. I'm going to be sick.
Because he was a star, and you look at him, and you're like, damn, that dude could play. Just...
He wasn't as big a star as he thought he was. I think he thought he was a big star. He just didn't play like a big star. He had all the trappings of, man, that guy looks like a star. Look at his coat and his sweater and the car he drives and who he dates and how's he doing on the floor?
He's winning in all of those except for one. Yes, on the floor.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you go, all right, okay. I don't know if Chase Claypool is a great or going to be a great wide receiver. But he does have the makings of that. Hockenson is already very good. He's probably a B-plus tight end. You just don't know who he is. Maybe going into the draft you did. And you got him for a second-round draft pick. And, you know, the Vikings need tight end play because they have the worst tight end production so far, according to Pro Football Focus. Bradley Chubb. I was surprised that Denver was selling, but I didn't know if any of their receivers, if Jerry Jeudy was going to be available. Things aren't going as scripted there in Denver.
You surprised Jerry Jeudy didn't get moved?
No. I think somebody who has that much talent, you have to give it a little more time than 7 or 8 games. Everybody's got to have one of those weapons, it feels like. I mean, Miami has 2. In Waddle and Tyreek Hill. But if you have one of those guys make a difference, I don't think you want to give up on him, at least not yet. This program brought to you by the great folks at Stifel. You can find a Stifel financial advisor. Go to stifel.com, S-T-I-F-E-L. We all have different ideas about success. We achieve it at different times in different ways. And we strive to reach our financial goals, can't afford to make mistakes. That's why invest with a Stifel Financial Advisor, Stifel Nicholas & Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE. Any other poll questions? By the way, you have Tennessee, Ohio State, Georgia, Clemson, Michigan, Alabama, TCU, Oregon, and USC with your college football rankings there. And Tennessee on top.
How about that?
How many times has a number one team, and I don't have the answer here, the number one team in the country been an 8.5-point underdog? Because that's what Tennessee is against Georgia coming up this weekend. Ohio State lingering. There's Michigan. Clemson, I think they got a little more support there due to reputation. They don't look formidable. That may change. Alabama, TCU, hey. It feels like every 7 years or so, we're like, what about TCU? Well, here we are again with TCU. And then you have Oregon and USC. What else do you have, Seton?
We could go with who had the best day yesterday.
Ooh.
The Dolphins, okay. The Nets, Tennessee football, or the Phillies? That's four great days right there.
I would say the Phillies because you're in the World Series. You're playing for a championship right now, as opposed to Tennessee, still got a lot of time. The Nets maybe get a coach who can help them, but that's a long way away.
Tennessee going from like zero to hero, though. Worst to first, but...
Yeah, but if they lose this weekend,
yeah,
then, all right, you won for a couple of days. The Phillies could win the World Series, obviously, with two more wins. I mean, that to me...
But they might not, though. I mean, it's kind of the same thing as Tennessee. If Philly keeps losing and doesn't win the World Series...
But they're in the World Series.
Yeah.
Tennessee may not even get into the Final Four. Phillies are in the World Series, and they're two wins away from one of the most... What did... Who called it, like, one of the... Was it Smoltz who joined us, who talked about if they won the World Series, it would be... The kind of the craziest,
like most improbable.
Yes, yeah. Improbable.
After firing your manager, mid-season.
Yes, yeah, it was fun watching it. Fox did a great job with that. Smoltz did a great job. We'll talk about that. Also, the sound. There's something about the sound when it's underrated when it comes, because a lot of times it gets drowned out by the announcer, or you know, it's not as pronounced. It feels like that microphone is on the bat. When they swing Bryce Harper's home run or Schwarber's home run, it was like, I went, wow. And if you're a pitcher, you can hear that. And it's like, yep, you know, it's gone. Yes, yes, Marv.
Now I want to see Ohtani in the World Series because imagine a mic on that bat.
But yeah, I did think about that. I'm watching when Bryce Harper homered, you know who I thought about? Mike Trout. As strange as that may sound, I thought this is what Mike Trout is missing and will probably never get. Bryce Harper has this moment, and it just elevates you. It just changes perception. When we watch you do it and everybody's watching, it's a standalone game and you're playing for a championship. That's where you elevate your status. And Bryce Harper's done exactly that. Yeah, Paul.
I'll bet Mike Trout enjoyed it last night. He's probably got a huge TV at his house and like a sick sound system. With his dough, he probably really soaked it in and enjoyed it.
No, because he... Well, he's a Phillies fan.
Right.
Maybe he enjoyed it, but I don't think he's going, yeah, good for Bryce, man. I'm happy.
I think he's out hunting turkeys or something.
With Carson Wentz or something?
Yeah, you know, yeah. That's what he does every late October, early November.
Wow. Go out and hunt some turkeys.
Yeah. Let's go take a break, all right?
Sure.
How about that? We take a break.
We'll your show. Do what you
want. All righty. We'll talk Nets coming up. We'll talk some football as well. We'll get to phone calls, settle on our poll question. Poll question was Lance McCullers tipping his pitches. Seems like that. We'll talk about that. It's not pitch tipping. It's tip pitching.
Tip pitching. It's a new Major League Baseball phrase sweeping the nation.
Yeah.
Like cow tipping, but this is tip pitching.
It's yes. Thank you, Todd. Let's take a break. Back after this, Dan Patrick Show. If you own a business, been a bumpy ride. If your business has five or more employees and managed to survive COVID, you could be eligible to receive a payroll tax rebate of up to $26,000 per employee. Now, not alone, it's a refund of your taxes. Challenge is getting your hands on it. That's where I introduce you to GetRefunds.com. They have a team of tax attorneys. They put together highly trained and a little-known payroll tax refund program. They've already returned over $1 billion to businesses, and maybe they can help you out. They do all the work, no charge up front. They simply share a percentage of the cash that they get for you. If you get cash, then you pay them. If not, you at least tried. Go to GetRefunds.com, click on Qualify Me, answer a few questions. Businesses of all types can qualify, including those who took PPP, nonprofits, even those that had increases in sales. This payroll tax refund is only available for a limited amount of time, probably a few more weeks at the most. Don't miss out. Go to GetRefunds.com. That's GetRefunds.com. Good luck. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
All right, everybody. Game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Searching for a job can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, nobody's on the other end, applications that vanish. It's time to find a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals, the local jobs expert that you can trust. They never charge a fee when they help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com, find the office nearest to you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with the help of Express Employment Professionals. And Express helps you find all kinds of jobs, manufacturing to logistics, customer service, accounting, and so many more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application, Express Employment Professionals will have you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier. Let the professionals help at Express Pros. Express Employment Professionals. It's your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today and good luck. We'll get to phone calls coming up. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle @DPShow. Laramie Tunsil, the gift that keeps on giving. Remember when the Dolphins traded Laramie Tunsil, the Ole Miss tackle, to Houston? And he went later in the first round because of the bong mask, the gas mask that he was wearing. So that's 6 years ago. Now they're using the draft picks that they got from the Laramie Tunsil trade to Houston. They took Jaylen Waddle. They got Bradley Chubb. They traded one of those first-round picks to Denver in the Bradley Chubb deal. And the Tyreek Hill deal, Kansas City got a number one pick. That's all from the Laramie Tunsil trade. I would say it worked out really, really well for Miami. Maybe not as much with Houston, but well done by the Dolphins. All right, 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle @DPShow. Play of the day coming up. Did we settle on a poll question, Seton.
I don't know if we settled on one, Dan, but I put one up anyway.
I like it.
We went with biggest winner of the NFL trade deadline. Right now, Dolphins have 50% of the vote, followed by Vikings, Ravens, and then Bears. A lot of people writing in the Jaguars being underappreciated, getting a legit number one, you know, wide receiver if he plays.
We can't play this year.
For what, a fifth and a fourth?
Yeah. Calvin Ridley?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe that pays off next year.
Yeah, I wonder what Calvin Ridley thought. He's like, yeah, I've been suspended. But I've been traded.
He's got some time to make the move.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, slow at a nice pace that's comfortable for everybody.
Yeah.
You don't have to rush into anything. It's like, go there, get to know the school systems, whatever.
Yeah, you don't have to, you know, get the U-Haul right away. You could say, honey, we got some time, you know, the rest of this season before we go to Jacksonville. Yes, Todd?
He never bet that would have happened, I guess.
Okay, I see what you did with
that. That's not nice.
I believe what you did with that. Phillies rolled the Astros, and watching this in real time, you know, the Phillies tied a World Series record, 5 home runs in that win. They had 5 home runs in the first 5 innings, and Bryce Harper now has 6 home runs in the postseason. You know, you have these situations where John Smoltz did it again. When Bryce Harper came to the plate, John said, look, this is what he's going to do. We know Bryce Harper loves to swing big on that first pitch. And John said, I'd be sitting on a breaking ball. And if he gets it, I wouldn't be surprised if he hits a home run here. John's done it again, both times with Bryce Harper going to the plate, putting you in Bryce Harper's head. And also Lance McCullers last night, the pitcher. You know, he's a breaking ball pitcher. He's not a fastball pitcher. Bryce Harper comes to the plate, and John immediately says, you know what, he's not going to throw a fastball to a left-handed hitter. I thought, okay, got my attention. You know, he's a guy who throws breaking balls. He sits on that breaking ball, and he's going to try to hit a home run. Then he homers, and then all of a sudden we wonder, is there any pitch tipping here? Because Harper talking to Baum, who is in the on-deck circle, and he calls him over. Great camera work by Fox, because they get it that there's something going on. And you can hear Harper going, hey, hey, Bum, hey, 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 hey. Well, the cameras stay with him, whisper something to him, and then he goes up and hits a home run. He might have said the same thing. Hey, if he's probably going to throw you a fastball. He's not going to throw a left-handed hitter a fastball. He hits a home run there. Was McCullers tipping his pitches? This is how he pitches. And Philadelphia took advantage of that in a dramatic way. But if you know somebody's tipping their pitches, do you say anything, or when do you say something? You don't want them to then take him out of the game. You want to be able to take advantage of him if he is tipping his pitches. But Harper didn't make it in a subtle way, like, hey, come here for a minute. Or tell the bat boy, hey, you go up there and you tell him that you sit dead red on that first pitch. And that way you don't bring – all the cameras were on Bryce Harper. They're going to be on Bryce Harper anyway. But it was great TV last night. Great TV. All right, 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DPShow. As far as Lance McCullers tipping his pitches, here is the Astros pitcher.
Lance, do you think on any level you were maybe tipping your pitches at all? There was a conversation that Harper had right before a home run was hit.
I think guys have conversations all the time, you know, before at-bats and before innings and things like that. So, yeah, I'm not going to sit here and say anything like that. I got whooped. Yeah. End of story.
Okay. Is he going to admit that he was tipping his pitches? Is Bryce Harper going to admit that McCullers was tipping his pitches? I wouldn't say anything. Now, you might, if you're McCullers, say, yeah, I might have been giving away something. Just so it sort of eases the blow a little bit that you gave up 5 bombs. You go, hey, it wasn't. Unless you just say, hey, I didn't have anything. I was doo-doo last night on the mound. And not surprised they took me deep. I was watching Lance McCullers pitch, and he's been there for a long time. And I, you know, it's one of those where you go, how does he get anybody out? Because he doesn't throw hard. And those breaking balls, like those were center of the plate, middle of the plate, even a little bit in for Bryce Harper. And that's where you go, if you know, okay, here's the armchair pitcher in me. if I know Bryce Harper's going up there and he knows I'm not going to throw a fastball, and I know that he loves to swing for a home run on his first at-bat or first pitch that he sees. I know that. Scouting report tells me. Why would I throw a ball that's anywhere near what Bryce Harper can hit out of the ballpark? To me, defies logic where you go, you know, I'm going to throw this breaking ball. He knows he's getting a breaking ball, and I'm going to put it right there belt high for him to hit a home run. Not that he intentionally put it there. I have to intentionally put it nowhere near there. And he put it right there. And when you see some of these home runs, used to be you'd go, man, that guy's a great bad ball hitter. You don't have to be a bad ball hitter anymore. Because I watch Judge's home runs, and I'm thinking, how could you not hit a home run on those pitches, a lot of those pitches? Here's Bryce Harper after the game about Lance McCullers possibly tipping his pitches.
Were you able to pick things up tonight with Lance McCullers on the mound, and was that part of what was shared to your team?
I think as a bunch, we just had really good at-bats. I mean, we went up there, and you know, any information that we have, we were just trying to do the best thing possible to get everybody that information. If that's swinging at the first pitch, if that's, you know, getting deep into a count, if that's taking a pitch at a certain time, whatever we can do to help our team win 1 through 9, that's all that matters, and you know, that's what we're going to do.
He didn't answer the question. And he's not going to, because that's, if you had time, that's where you let somebody give you this elongated answer and you go, was he tipping his pitches? Like, just get back to what's the core of what I want to know from you. You know, we just want to get our guys up there and get some good swings there and just trying to help them.
Seeing the ball really well tonight.
Here we go. Was he tipping his pitches? That'd be it.
Got to give all credit to these guys here. Big game. Everybody showed up.
You know, he's a good pitcher. Quality pitcher. Yeah, he's been in big games. Yeah, you know, you can't. Was he tipping his pitches? Yes, Todd.
So he's whispering to Bohm, have a very good at-bat. Because that's all they were doing. They were just trying to get good at-bats. That was the big advice he had to share with
them. Hey, do your best up there.
Hey, I'm rooting for you, kid. Okay. Go get him.
And he's going, yeah, I will. Yeah.
Where's Bohm? Okay. Where's Bohm? Get me Bohm. I got to tell
him something. Yeah, Bohm, Bohm. Bohm, 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 Bohm.
Hey, good luck. We all believe in you.
Take your cuts. You can get this.
Hey. Go bingo, babe. Go bingo.
Yeah, let me see you follow that, punk. Yeah, that's what I would have said. Yeah, how about that Bohm? Thank you, Todd.
Nice. How about that Bohm?
Congratulations on your Astros, though.
I'm wearing the league Astros shirt because if they're 7-0.
Oh, that's what that is?
Yeah, that's because they played like minor leaguers. Still trying to figure out, is Dusty Baker still have him pitching now? 200, 300 pitches? How many are you going to give him? Home runs? He threw like 80 pitches. Why are you embarrassing the guy?
I did feel bad for him.
Take him out. He's not going to take himself out. He's not going to quit. If I'm Lance McCullers, I'm like, how about you come get me? Or I pretend my shoulder's hurting or something.
This arm. Yeah.
A hamstring, something. Dusty, come here, my hamstring.
Yeah. That's where the catcher has to help you out and say to the manager, he doesn't have it. Not that he needed to convey that to Dusty, because I think it was pretty obvious. Hey, all I do is throw breaking balls here. I'm going to try to get these guys out. Okay. How about we don't throw anything near the strike zone on the first pitch? All right, we'll get to phone calls coming up. Let's see. Nick in California leads us off. Hi, Nick. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Comment and a two-part question. Just got my tailgate moonshine shipment. Yeehaw. Can't wait to open that up this weekend.
Awesome.
And then regarding the trade deadline, is it safe or obvious to say that teams that have traded players for picks are playing for next year, and teams that have traded for players are trying to win this year? Me being a Broncos fan, they spent $250 million on Russell Wilson, and they just got rid of their best defensive player. So am I hoping that they're going to do better next year and not play this year?
Yes, I think that would be a safe assumption there. And glad you enjoyed the moonshine. I think we're a couple of weeks away from another batch to be available with the moonshine. Is that right, Seton?
Yep.
Okay. And then we'll let you know. If you're on the newsletter, you'll get a heads up the day before anybody else. And sign up for the newsletter. Doesn't cost you anything. You get a recap of the show every single day. Our podcast available at danpatrick.com. But we will have another batch of tailgate moonshine probably in a couple of weeks. We have a couple of flavors that we'll have for you.
But very proud of what we put out there first batch. Yeah, Seton.
Supposed to get new flavor delivered here soon, very soon for a little taste test.
Once again, putting in some extra, some overtime here where I say to the Danettes, guys got to stay a little longer. Why? Well, we're tasting moonshine.
We are grinding.
Yes, we are. Yes, Paulie.
With Bradley Chubb, he's making $7 million this year. He's in his last year of his deal, his rookie deal with the Broncos. They were either going to trade him or have to pay him $150 million. Those were their two options because he's an unrestricted free agent at the end of the year. I guess they could have franchise tagged him, but you know that they probably saw $150 million or get some draft picks.
Well, they also saw that they're not going to be competing this year. Therefore, you would have him. If that team was undefeated, they wouldn't be trading Bradley Chubb. If that team had one loss, they're not trading Bradley Chubb because then they think we're a real contender here. Chris in Atlanta. Hi, Chris. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan. 57165. Quick things. Two quick things. First, quick shout out to my cousin, Brennan Rogers, won his first gold glove yesterday. So that was pretty cool.
Oh, congrats.
And yeah, I had an idea for you guys, speaking of great hands. A few months ago, you talked about having a Danette hands-off contest during the Super Bowl week. Mm-hmm. And I had an idea for a trophy.
Okay.
Well, there's these molds you can purchase where you hold hands with a loved one to idolize your love. And I thought maybe you and Marvin could form a trophy of holding hands, put on a plaque, and maybe hand it out to forever enshrine the first winner of the Danette hands-off contest during the Super Bowl.
All right. Well, thank you, Chris. Well, we've already measured our hands. There's... You'd have to give the award to me, and I don't want to have, I have too many trophies. I don't want to have that.
It'd be cool to have just one more, though.
One more trophy?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
There's one more. That
sports
would be,
Emmy.
If we got that one, then you can officially be like, okay, now I'm done. I don't want any more.
Is that a walk-off? We win the sports Emmy, and then that's it. We don't come back? Is that what you're saying, Seton? You'd be done?
If we got the sports Emmy?
Yeah.
I would like to keep going, but we don't have to.
Okay.
I'd like to, but we don't have to.
Okay.
If you're like, you know what? I think I'm done. I'd be like, okay, no problem.
Yeah. And we get a sports. I'm not retiring, but I don't know if you guys.
You're going to retire me. You're going to retire us.
Yeah.
I think you guys are done.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep going, but you guys are done.
Yeah. But that's not going to happen. We're not going to win the sports Emmy. We're going to have to keep doing this in perpetuity.
Don't put that out in the universe that we're never going to win a sports Emmy. I mean, you never know when it's right around the corner.
Thank you, Tom.
You're welcome.
Play of the Day is up next here. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces. Like, there was the hat. There was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the... I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton in include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Searching for a job can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, nobody's on the other end, applications that vanish. It's time to find a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals, the local jobs expert that you can trust. They never charge a fee when they help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com, find the office nearest you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with the help of Express Employment Professionals. And Express helps you find all kinds of jobs, manufacturing to logistics, customer service, accounting, and so many more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application, Express Employment Professionals will have you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier. Let the professionals help at Express Pros. Express Employment Professionals. It's your one connection for getting a job. Visit ExpressPros.com today and good luck.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Oh, my God.
The play. The play is called play. Of the day.
Sweater left side, got it!
They're going to play it and play it.
This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
Pitt swung on. Hit the right field. And the Phillies are going to lead it.
Yeah, they are.
Bryce Harper has put the Phillies on top with a two-run home run over the out-of-town scoreboard. Simply amazing. Harper here at home has homered on back-to-back swings.
Listen to this. Crazy.
That's courtesy of the Phillies Radio Network.
Yeah, it is.
That's your play of the day.
Yeah, they are.
You know, if you're Bryce Harper and you're asked if Lance McCullers was tipping his pitches, why not say, yeah, he was? Because I want Lance McCullers to go, wait, how am I tipping my pitches? So he's there slowing down the video of him with this, you know, with my release point and my leg and my grip and my glove. Man, I'd put it in his head. I'd go, hell yes, he was tipping his pitches. Go ahead and get ahead of the holidays thanks to M-Drive. Get 25% off all M-Drive supplements now through November. Text Dan to 55,000. Go into the holidays feeling good. Text Dan to 55,000. Message and data rates may apply.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah. Why not get into his head? Yeah, man. He was doing a couple things there that we picked up on. Although I wonder if you do that, then they buzz the tower. If they think you're picking up a tip, then the pitcher will throw at you. Now, it's like, okay, I'm tipping my pitches. How about this pitch? All right, a couple of phone calls in here, by the way. I checked with DraftKings. I was curious the odds for the Dolphins. They picked up Bradley Chubb. They also picked up the Niners' Jeff Wilson Jr. III. Miami is now 30-1 win the Super Bowl. That's up from 35-1 Super Bowl odds. The Ravens saw no change. They're still 18-1 when they picked up Roquan Smith from Chicago. The Vikings, my Vikings, started the season 40-1. They picked up TJ Hockenson from Detroit.
The Vikings are now, Paulie?
12-1?
No. 18-1. 18-1 for the Vikings. If as long as they play all their games at 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Is there any chance the Super Bowl can move to 1 p.m. Eastern on Super Bowl Sunday? The Vikings are a shoo-in.
Yeah, that's the problem. If they get there, got to play at night. Let's see. Terry in Rochester. Hi, Terry. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan. How you doing?
Good,
today,
Terry.
Man?
Good, Terry.
Man, it's been a while. Okay. I just wanted to say about my Giants, I'm glad we didn't get Odell Beckham. We don't want him back. This guy's injury prone. He got what I call IPS, injury prone syndrome. This guy can't stay on the field, man. He's dynamic on the field, but he can't stay on the field.
Yeah, there were a few teams that didn't do anything. Why is it we expect the Packers to do something? Trade deadline, first round of the draft. Why is it we go, yeah, okay, this the year the Packers are going to trade.
Let's see what they're going to do,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. Are they going to get some weapons there for Aaron Rodgers? It's like,
nope.
There's another trade deadline. Came and went. Nope. Nothing going on here.
Every draft, they don't get anybody interesting. Every trade deadline comes and goes.
Yeah. The Rams, they whiffed as well. Because the Rams were in it to the end for Christian McCaffrey. And I thought, well, maybe they make a trade. Maybe Kareem Hunt is there, gettable. But there was far more action than I thought, that's for sure. Patrick in Vermont. Patrick, welcome to the program. What do you have for me today?
Morning, Dan. Thanks for taking my call again.
Sure.
Hey, I need some advice. Months ago, we decided to get tickets to a football game, and we had our choice of Georgia versus Vanderbilt in Kentucky. We ended up getting Tennessee, so I'm flying down tomorrow to see the game, and we're going to be tailgating. And I'm no spring chicken anymore, Dan, so looking for some advice on how to hold my own while I'm down there.
Okay. So tailgating-wise, need some advice. Play the long game, and don't get into any drinking games. There's probably going to be people bring out our tailgate moonshine. You should sample it. Just taste it. Very good. But don't get caught up in any drinking games. Beer pong, just watch. Maybe cornhole, just watch. Watch from afar. Just be one of those people who blends into the background, because the kids come to play when you get to tailgating. As Clay Thompson would probably say about tailgating, certainly at an SEC game.
It's a man's game.
Yeah, it's a man's game. By the way, the Warriors lost again. Jimmy Butler, fourth quarter, came through. All right, yes, Paulie.
Tennessee, Georgia, that's a 3:30 p.m. Eastern kickoff, so the tailgate's going to be real early. That's not a night game, and people get roughed up. I've seen people DOA at 3:15 p.m. on an SEC tailgate.
I don't know DOA.
I mean, they're done for the day.
Oh, done.
Drunk on arrival.
Drunk on arrival. Okay.
Where, you know, they're just passed out in like a Toyota RAV4.
When's the last time you've been DOA? Drunk on arrival.
Well, you didn't even make it to kickoff? I've seen people not make it to kickoff at some tailgates.
Yeah, I never understood that, where you just go, man, I'm going hard. Fast but won't last.
You got to eat a lot early. You got to sip early. You could bring a flask into a Georgia game. They don't really check.
No, they don't.
No, they're very light on the security, which is great. It's a total compliment.
All right. Jason in Phoenix. Hi, Jason.
Hey, Dan. Thanks. I'm not snoring today. I was midget. Everybody think it was a big conspiracy that you were like editing your show for a while there. I thought, as a result of me snoring on your. Didn't that happen right after that? I thought that happened right after that. Either way. I have a bit of advice.
This call's making me snore.
There you go. I'm putting you to sleep again.
Yes, you are. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Thank you, Jason. Thank you. We appreciate it. Yeah. He almost got it.
Remember that time that had...
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Right?
You know, remember when I fell asleep?
Yeah, I mean, right?
No, I don't remember, but yes, Paul.
When the call of you sleeping on the air is your second worst call of all time, you gotta reassess yourself as a caller.
Call in tomorrow, Jason.
You better.
You could rally.
Yeah. Remember when? No.
Yeah, right? That's remember I fell asleep, right? That happened right after that, right?
Yeah, you did.
And I'm falling asleep right now. Charles Barkley will get his comments on Kyrie Irving coming up at the top of the hour. Art in Arizona. Hi, Art. What's on your mind today?
Good morning, gentlemen. My fifth or sixth time, long time, 5'8", 200. All right, Dan. So me and you, I was calling to try to restructure my pie to the face. I got Jets and Lions to both make the playoffs.
Yeah.
And I was hoping to take the Lions out since the Lions just
No. That doesn't work that way, Art.
Okay, but hear me out. It's arguably their best player. They traded him for a jug machine and a Reebok Brett Favre jersey. So I was hoping at least maybe I could switch the pie for moonshine to the face.
Oh, I don't want you to waste the moonshine to the face. Art, be a man.
It could be a day-long thing.
No, take a pie to the face. Don't waste the moonshine. Yes.
I do appreciate him wanting to restructure his pie.
Yeah, I've never heard that. Can I restructure my pie to the face bet?
I like it. I like it.
Yeah. Joe in Wisconsin. Hi, Joe. What's on your mind?
Oh, I got a little bone to pick with you this morning, DP. I got a call from the wife last week when the moonshine went on sale and got the old credit card fraud protection. So you kind of broke the bro code and threw me under the bus there when I got a $150 charge from a moonshine distillery coming out. So that wasn't ideal. And then I got her in the mail yesterday. Everything's looking good, but I'm a little sad as a hoarder and a collector that there was no limited batch run on there. So now I might just have to crack it and drink it and not even save it. But looking forward to it. Everything looks great, and you boys enjoy the day.
All right. Well, thank you, Joe. But that is the inaugural batch, though.
Yeah, like it says on the inside of the label when you look through the bottle, it says inaugural batch, and those are the only ones that have that.
Yeah, so it is a collector's item. The first 600, it says if you look, hold it up to the light and you look through the moonshine and you'll see a lot of different things. There's a lot of Easter eggs in there, and it says inaugural batch. That's the only batch that we're going to have. Yes.
And then the next batch is going to have another custom label. Where it'll be the only ones that have that one.
Yes. Yeah, Paulie.
I say you drink the whole thing, refill it with apple juice, put it on your mantle there, and it'll look like you have a collector's item.
All right. 1 hour in the books, two more to go. We'll hear from Charles Barkley coming up. Who won, who lost at the trade deadline, and more on the Nets mess. All of that coming up next 2 hours. One more item as we close out hour one. We all have different ideas about success. We achieve it at different times in different ways. And if you've recently changed jobs or considering retirement, you're probably thinking about your own version of success and striving to reach your goals. Maybe it's time to start thinking about your investment portfolios and retirement accounts. Retirement's a big step when it comes to investing. Most people can't afford to make mistakes, and you shouldn't have to do it alone. And you don't have to. For over 130 years, Stifel Financial Advisors have helped clients just like you create personalized retirement plans, understand the many options for claiming Social Security, and implementing an investment portfolio designed around your needs. That's just the start. As a client, you have access to Stifel's award-winning equity research and investment strategy views that enable you to make informed decisions regarding your hard-earned wealth. Invest in your success. Find a Stifel financial advisor at stifel.com, STIFEL.com, Stifel Nicholas & Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The superbly versatile all-electric EQB from Mercedes-Benz. It's impressively techy and surprisingly roomy, with available seating for up to 7. The vehicle is all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQB.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.